Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As a mom, vegan of 20 years, and entrepreneur, I need a lot of energy. And I turn to Athletic Greens to help me out. Athletic Greens is part of the daily nutrition regimen for thousands of top performers, professional athletes, and health-conscious go-getters worldwide, including USA cycling and endurance athletes. So I knew I would trust them. It's developed from a complex blend of 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients. And it's a comprehensive all-in-one greens powder engineered to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet and support your body's nutritional needs across the four pillars of health: gut health, immune system, energy, and recovery. And these are all things that I'm super interested in. I put a scoop in my smoothie in the morning, and it feels amazing to know that I'm set up to feel my best and sustain my energy all day long. Try for yourself at athleticgreens.com/lityoga. That's athleticgreens.com/lityoga. And get lit up. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation, and more importantly, welcome to the first podcast of 2022. Ah! Oh my gosh, that's crazy to even think about. I'm sure we're all processing that it's 2022, a new year, and a lot has happened in these last 2 years. And like many new years, I'm sure some of you are thinking about a New Year's resolution, which is really welcomed by some and shunned by others. My husband, for instance, loves New Year's resolutions, and I've always been a little bit more like not into them, but I'm not as much of a list taskmaster as he is. But I wanted to go through a different approach for this New Year's and welcome and invite you to think about and consider this as well. First of all, the New Year's resolutions, I think most people know, but it's that kind of promise we do to do something differently in the new year. And it comes about every January 1st, the new year. And it's really based on this idea of, again, doing something different, maybe something better, but changing up the way we're living, the way we're exercising, we're moving, eating, behaving, and setting a resolution around it. But the resolution actual definition is this. It's a firm decision to do or not to do something. So you could decide either one, right? It's the quality of being determined or resolute. It's also known as the action of solving a problem and the process of reducing or separating something into its components. But the actual origin of resolution comes from Latin, and it means to loosen. And that struck me because that's what we could really hone in on, is how can we maybe not set these high bars and huge expectations and goal setting and New Year's resolution, but perhaps invite ourselves to loosen in any way, to then maybe become a better version of ourselves or get some of the things in life that we want or handle things in our life in a different way. So, of course, I made an acronym, and I hope this resonates with you, for loosen. So L is let go. Let go, in a way, is another way of saying allow. Allow things that have not worked for you, that have disappointed you, people who've hurt you, disappointed you, situations, yourself. Can you let go of the hold that that might be having on you and allow it to just dissipate? And that's not a hokey idea. This is neuroscience, that a lot of what we end up doing and being is based on first how we think about something. And if we can think about letting go and practice it, when you feel anger coming up or resentment or hardening or bitterness or disappointment or sadness or stagnancy, whatever, can you take 10 breaths and imagining that feeling as like a layer that you're letting go of? That leads to the next thing. Oh, operate from a full deck. And what that means is, when we decide we want to do something, whether it's letting go or we want to run 10 miles this year, we need to have kind of all systems checked out, all parts of us committed. So in your head, in your heart, in your home, in your work, in your breathing, in everything needs to be all in. So when we talk about being all in, it's a commitment that brings in all the wonderful arsenal, your spirit, your determination, and wrapping your head around it, wrapping your heart around it, and putting it into place so that you can be successful and operate from that full deck to do that. So how do we do that? That goes to the next one. Oh, open your mind to new potential. It is very common and very easy and very habitual to have a closed mindset and to think, for instance, I'm never going to run 10 miles. I could never do that. Well, when you say that, that belief system starts to literally be integrated into your cells. You know, instead of thinking, hey, every day I have cellular turnover, I could also open my mind and have a turnover in there. Like, I can do this if I want to do this, if I operate from a full deck and get fully committed. So you can't just think about it. That's the first step. But then you have to think, body, how can I do this? What do I need to do this? Home life, what do I need to do to support that 10-mile thing? Work life, what do I need to do? Friend life, what's my sleep got to be like? What's my breathing got to be like? And my commitment, your commitment to whatever it is you want to do will be more successful when you first have that open mind and operate from that full deck. So open your mind to new potential and notice when you start saying or hearing in your inner voice that I can't do that. That won't work for me. That's not going to be my success. I could never do that. I could never be that. I'm too this. I'm not enough of this. Open your mind and notice the voices and say, hey, actually, I can. These inner thoughts become the behavior, and then they become the action. And so we have to open the mind to the new potential. And that's part of loosening, because when you aren't open, you're, what are you? Contracted. You have a closed off mind. The closed mindset is not there for growth. We want a growth mindset. Some other ways to help. S is daily. That's the line. S is daily. So what are the S's? We need some S's in our life to help us operate from a full deck, to help us let go, and to really gear us up for all the things that come our way so we can handle them well. All right. Well, these are things we have to do daily. Sleep, and sleep well. Sleep is where we heal, is where we restore. It's where we process and let go of things. We're doing that all in our sleep. It is really, really important. So prioritize sleep and how you're sleeping and the quality of sleep daily. Daily sweat. Sweat can be in the form of running miles. It could be in the form of, like in my Lit Daily, we do core work. People are taking off their shirts 5 minutes in because they're creating from their furnace inside, the deep abdominals, this fire. And that fire is there. And that fire creates the sweat. And heat changes things. So sweat is a physicalization, a manifestation of heat creating change. So sweat is a great thing. And you don't have to be dripping it. It can be in whatever form. If you're not a runner, you don't have to run. It could be walking, but do some jumping jacks or do some push-ups. Do something to create a little bit extra spark and sweat. And do it daily. What are other S's? Sips. Sip on your water and hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate. So many of us are not drinking enough, and our bodies are almost 70% water. We need to replenish it, especially in the times we don't think we need it, like wintertime. Drink, drink, drink. It will keep you awake. It'll keep you not bored or feeling like you're hungry. If you're hungry, that's one thing, but if you're dehydrated, you can also get the same signals. And it keeps your digestion and elimination happening. It helps you sweat. If you've got to have stuff in to get stuff out. So drink, sip, sip, sip. Snuggle. This is another S. There's could be a lot more. You can imagine some. But snuggle, and this can be with another person. It could be with a friend or a romantic partner. It could be with an animal. And it can be with yourself. Snuggle on the couch. Get a little blanket. Pull your knees in. And this is a way, if you're not just connecting with another being, you can connect with yourself and feel grounded. Because again, to be able to loosen, which is what we're trying to do in our resolution, we do need to feel grounded. We need to feel our center. We need to feel our home and our connection to that and see how that helps. Sometimes if you're feeling, especially if you're feeling anxious, giving yourself a big snuggle, a hold, a ground, it can really, really help. So we've got the LL, we've got the LOOS, and now we're at E. Eliminate and execute. So eliminate barriers, habits, maybe even people that get in the way of you loosening and resolving to have this open mind, to operate on a full deck and to let go in whatever way you need to. And this can be the trickier thing. If you are going to go, let's say, I want to do 10 miles this year. I've never been a runner. You want to eliminate what could get in the way of that, you know? And it could be like you work an extra shift or you go out 3 nights a week and drink beer or, you know, or it could be a person who's like, you could never do that. You need to eliminate some things. And you might not have many, but it's important to also identify the parts of your life that are not working for you and eliminate them in whatever way that you can so that you are setting yourself up for success, to feel better, to be better, to do better in this new year. And executing is because without follow through, it's easier to fall back. So execute is actually putting into place the things we want after we eliminate the things that might get in the way, right? We need to execute because that follow through is really important. And this is where a lot of classic New Year's resolutions tend to fail because you might execute a little bit, maybe the first couple of days, and then you don't continue with that follow through. And it's a lot easier, that whole Newton's law, it's a lot easier to fall back into that place of inertia and set yourself up with small micro goals. Being all in helps, right? Operating from your full deck. So you're doing all of that stuff first to really then be able to execute what it is you want. And this could be, again, it could be a physical thing. You want to be able to run. You want to be in better shape. You want to drink less. You want to spend more time with friends. You want to spend less time with friends. You want to get a better job, on and on and on. But we can have these goals, but then we also have to think of how do we execute the steps to get them? And so write that stuff down. It can really help. The final thing for loosen, as you can imagine, it's a new year. It's a new time. It's a new chapter. And when you turn into a new chapter, take the stuff that has given you peace and joy, and then leave the stuff that has not in the last chapter as much as you can. And that's the loosening. That's the letting go to allow your mind to really sense there's a new potential. And that's hard after, you know, the last 2 years, a lot of people have struggled, whether it's health-wise, work-wise, mental health-wise, you know, you name it. And it's not that a new day is just going to change everything, but a new mindset, and that mindset of loosening the grips of what might have been holding you back, of the stuff that you're carrying that you don't need to carry anymore because it's not really helping you. And allow that to go. Allow it to let go and set micro steps to execute so that you can be successful. To be your best, to feel your best, to act your best, and to just know that it is a new year. A lot of it is unknown. All we can do is help ourselves. And by helping ourselves, maybe we can help others as well. I hope this helps you today. Happy New Year. And please know I am always, 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 always pulling for you.